Hey everybody, this is Anna Sisk, and I just wanted to do this podcast only because I just saw something that really bothered me, and I need to talk about it on my podcast, because you know I tell you guys, I don't tell you guys everything, but pretty much, you know, the things that I feel like are concerning in society or concerning in this type of business. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anna Sisk. I'm an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. I talk about business, life, and mindset. And, you know, I've been relaxing over the weekend and spending time with my family and kind of taking a little break in regards to business over the weekend because I wanted to give my family the attention that they deserve. So we had, you know, a really good time this weekend. We had a really, you know, fun time with family and just spending time outside, you know, getting outside, guys. The weather's getting nicer and nicer as the days go by. If you live in California like me, you know, the days were very, very gloomy and doomy and cold. And it's rare for California to be that cold around here. You know what I mean? But now all of a sudden the weather is just so bipolar. One minute it's freezing cold, the next it's hot. And the, you know, I don't know whether to put on a dress or put on shorts or put on pants and a sweatshirt. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, you got to go with the flow. So, but today, you know, I always wake up motivated. I, you know, did my workout. I try to focus on the good things in my life, and I don't try to, you know, ever focus on the negative, because if I focus on the negative, then I'm not going to get nothing done. You know, I've been a little sore in my legs and, you know, I'm just feeling not so motivated to work out. And, you know, I'm like, really just fighting my body. My body is just fighting me on working out, and, you know, but I just need to keep, you know, being consistent to get the results that I need. I just need to stay consistent. And I know that I need to push myself, and every day I push myself to become better. But I'll tell you the reason why, you know, I have this mindset that I have now. And a lot of people don't know this. And I motivated myself to do this podcast, not just because I want people to, you know what I mean, to listen to me, or just, you know, it's all about me. That's not why I created this podcast. I created this podcast because I wanted to tell people exactly what goes on in the network marketing business. I talk about mindset a lot and about life, but today is going to be all about business. Why? Because I just came across something that bothered me, you know, and I feel like, you know, people are putting out this misinformation. People are putting out a lot of things on the internet that aren't true. And I feel like, you know, it is my duty to bring the truth, you know, to light and tell you guys exactly what network marketing is. I've been in this business for a long time. It's had its ups and downs. And trust me when I tell you that, have I reached my ultimate goal in this business? I have not yet. But I do have a lot of goals and really high standards in regards to where I'm going and where I'm headed. And I am working towards those goals every single day. Now, you know, I know that there's people that are going to get into this business. And, you know, a lot of you probably have got into network marketing at one point in your life, or maybe you haven't, and maybe you're thinking about it. I don't want you to be discouraged though. You know what I'm saying? For you that are thinking about getting into this business, I want you to stay encouraged and to stay positive, because each person in this business does different things. Now, there's people that come in and they have a high expectation of making a ton of money within a matter of a couple weeks and being really unrealistic on the actual goals and kind of, you know, their work ethic isn't really aligning with their goals. So then they're not going to meet those standards of actually reaching, you know what I'm saying, making a ton of money. Now, what I found, right, is your work ethic is everything in this business, okay? It's everything. If you don't work your business every single day, you're not going to make the money that you want to make. If you don't try to, you know, step out of your comfort zone and do the uncomfortable things, you're not going to make any money. If you're not willing to change, you know, your mindset and the way you think and grow in your mind, then you're not going to make any money in this business. And that's what's happened to a lot of people. Now, why am I bothered today? Why am I on this podcast telling you this today? because I want to reach you, the people that are listening to these people that are out here pulling, you know, YouTube videos. They're on TikTok now, they're on Instagram, you know, and they're talking about, you know, MLM being a total scam. And I know you probably have heard that from maybe your relatives or people that you're, you know, that you know, and your friends, and you know, they maybe you, at one point in time you tried to get into MLM or you tried to get into network marketing, and you were like skeptical because you didn't know how it was going to be received by your peers. Now, for me, you know, my family will tell you that I don't give 2 cents about what anyone says about it. I don't care what people think about my business or what I do in my personal life, what I do and what I want to do. I do whatever I choose to do, and no one's going to change my mind. That's just the way it is. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. I have a dad. I have a mom. I don't need someone to tell me what to do. So now, I feel like a lot of people are very influenced by people in their lives, or you're influenced by these people that make these YouTubes and they're talking about how, you know, MLM's a scam or how network marketing, you know, is a scam. And to me, the only scam is the fact that people are listening to those people. Because if you really pay attention, and if you really pay attention to these people that are telling you this, right, that are making these YouTube videos, that are showing you some type of proof or whatever they think they're showing you, you know, if you look at really in the details, most of them have an Amazon front store, you know, most of them have an ebook, most of them have something that they're selling in their link and bio, okay? And what bothers me is that yet you use something to bash something else, but yet you're doing almost the same concept as a network marketing business. You're selling something in the link and bio. So how are you any different than the network marketing companies? You're actually promoting something from Amazon or another big company, right? And you're selling the product and you're earning a commission. But it's not your business. You see what I'm saying? You're just promoting it, right? You're promoting, you're being the voice for that company or brand or whatever it is. Now, how is that different from network marketing? Because that's all network marketing is you're promoting a product that a company is actually, you know, selling, and you're actually earning a commission from that. So it's not any different. And you're making the plus with network marketing is you're making a plus if you bring other people to do the same thing that you're doing. That's all network marketing is you're helping someone else do what you're doing, and they're helping someone else, and then it goes on and go on and so on. It's not just, you know, the people at the top making all the money, is because I could say the same thing about Jeff Bezos, you know, being at the top of Amazon, and he's making all the money and everybody else is just working for Jeff Bezos, right? Really? But no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's just the same thing. It's people are just putting it in different perspective. People are looking at it in a different view only because it's a network marketing company. Now, for me personally, I think that it's wonderful to be a brand. It's wonderful to have an Amazon storefront. It's wonderful to do those things because I have those things. But what I'm saying is not only am I an affiliate with these companies, and I can earn money, right? But network marketing is beautiful because residually, I can earn an income from bringing people into the business. But that's not what bothered me this morning. What bothered me is that this particular girl was talking about a particular person that I know in the network marketing business. Now, she is a top multimillionaire in network marketing. She's, you know, the top 1% of making, you know, millions of dollars in this business, which only certain people do, right? But she right now is battling cancer on top of, you know what I'm saying, dealing, you know, with all these people hating on her. And I'm like, you know, and this woman is just bashing her on her YouTube or her TikTok. And I'm like, just thinking to myself, for one, she doesn't know her personally. For two, she doesn't know, you know, what an amazing woman she is and what an inspiring female she is. She doesn't have no clue and no idea of who she's talking about. All she's looking at is this woman has brought people into the business Okay. And some people have succeeded at the business and some people have failed. That's with anything. Some people will come into network marketing and make money and some people won't. And that's just the facts, because it depends on people's work ethic. It has nothing to do with the company, the compensation, the products. It has nothing to do with that. And that's what people don't understand. In network marketing, they confuse, you know what I'm saying, this whole spectrum of, you know, oh, it's this and it's the company, it's the products, it's my sponsor, you know, why I'm not making money, it's the company's fault, you know, I'm not making any money because the company's this and the company's that. I mean, I've worked for companies in network marketing that have made me some really good money, and now they're no longer existent, right? Because somehow, you know, they're just no longer in business. But what I'm telling you is it their fault? Is it my fault? Is it? No, it just happens, you know, and things will work for those that work the business, is what I'm telling you. And if you work network marketing and you try, and your work ethic is really consistent, because people don't realize that consistency is the number one thing that you need to have in network marketing. If you're not consistent with your business, if you don't talk about your business, if you don't promote it, if you're not the brand of your business, then your business is going to die, and your pocketbook is going to die. You're not going to make any money. You're not going to sell it to anyone, and you're not going to be a product of your product. Now, because I am in the wellness industry, right? I am in the wellness industry. That's what I'm promoting right now, wellness, okay? And I'm an affiliate in a brand for certain companies. Now, if I choose, you know what I'm saying, to do this or that, or if I choose not to work my business, if I choose not to, you know, promote products or whatever, I'm not going to make sales. That's just the way it is. And I won't make money for that week or that day or whatever it is. And I know this. Well, how do I know this? Because I've done it. I've lived it and I've done it. And the day I don't work my business, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. And I've even told my family this. If you don't see me working my business, that means I'm not making any money. If you see me just, you know, hanging out and doing nothing, then that's exactly what's going to happen. But if I'm working my business, and if I make it a priority, and if I'm promoting my business, and if I'm out there, you know, telling people about my products, then guess what? I'm going to make some money. And so it's a proven thing that's worked for me for years. And so I tell people, you know, when they join this business, if your work ethic is not going to be consistent, then there's no reason you should join a network marketing company. And I'm very honest with people, because I don't like to tell people, yeah, you know, join my company. Because I used to do this before in the beginning, and I used to be so excited, and I'd be like, yeah, you could make a lot of money, and we're just going to do this, and you could do this. And then they come in and their work ethic is crap, right? And so guess what? They're not going to make any money. And so then they're going to be disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed. And it's a waste of each other's time. I always tell people, you know, what does your work ethic look like? Are you consistent with the things that you choose to do? Because if you're not consistent with committing to this business, you're not going to make any money. You're going to be disappointed. So I want to know, you know, are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to put in the time to learn, you know, what I've been doing, listen to my trainings and teaching and coaching? Are you willing to learn and be coachable? If you're not, then it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Don't even bother. Why are we even going to work together if you're not going to do the things that you need to do? And so, you know what I'm saying? And then I get people that are consistent. Then I get people that are coachable and that are willing to do the extra work. And if I have those kind of people in my network, guess what? I'm going to work with those people and I'm going to help those people. And those people can tell you, because I have testimonies of people that have made money in this business. Now, it's sad to me that people have to go and bash, you know, network marketing all together and tell people, oh, you can't make any money. Oh, no, you're not going to do well. And you're not going to, you know, yeah, if you keep listening to people telling you you're not going to do anything in life, you're not going to do anything. You're going to believe it in your head and you're going to not do anything. But if you have a good work ethic and you can be consistent with your work ethic, you can make a lot of money in this business. But if you slack off and you just don't want to work and you're lazy and you just want some money to come to you, it's not going to happen. It's the same with a job. You go to work every day, you get in your car, you get ready, you go to your job, you do your job, and you get paid. Now, if you just sat on your ass and didn't work, your boss would fire you. That's just facts. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is, you know? And so it's the same with this business. And I tell people that if you work it, it will work for you. If you don't, then you're not going to make any money. It's facts. And what bothered me the most is that this person is bashing someone that's dealing with a life-threatening disease right now. She has cancer. And for me, for her to, you know what I'm saying, to have a 9-to-5 job, if that's what she chooses to go back to or chooses to do, or to be a VP to represent the company, because that's what she became, a VP for the company, network marketing company that she's working for. And this girl was bashing her because she's like, oh, so now she has a 9-to-5. And I don't think that that's the agreement, though. She's working with the company, but she's actually, you know, free to work probably from home and do whatever she chooses to do with the position. But my thing is this woman has built her millionaire status of business from network marketing. It wasn't from a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? That she became a millionaire. She became a millionaire by being a network marketer and being a master at her craft. And so now she coaches people and teaches people. And so I really admire her, this woman, because I feel, and I'm not going to say her name only because I don't want to give clout to the MLM girl that hate her that was on her TikTok. I don't want to give her clout. So I'm trying not to keep, you know, people's names out of this. But my thing is it just, it's not the first time that I've seen somebody attack another millionaire network marketer. I've seen a lot of girls do this on TikTok, on YouTube, and they're constantly talking about how bad network marketing is. Now, because I have this podcast built on my network marketing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to tell you guys, you know, what works, what doesn't, you know, what's helping people, what's not. That's why I feel like I'm a voice in this space. So that's why I'm on here trying to tell you to be very careful who you listen to, okay? Prepare yourself, because you're going to hear a lot of things that are negative towards network marketing. You know, when you first enter in this space, you know, the thing is you're so excited, right? Because I know from experience, I was super excited to join network marketing. And I was telling my friends and family about it. I literally got into arguments with my friends over my business. Like, I literally just saw who was really willing to support me in this business and who wasn't, who was going to buy my products and who wasn't. And because I get coached by top millionaire network marketers, you know, I used to work with Ray Higdon, and you know what I'm saying? I used to work with the top people in network marketing, right? I've been coached by them, right? So for me, I feel like there's no way, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's no way that anyone was going to talk me out of it, because I've already been coached by the best, and I know what it takes to make the money if I want to make it. But my thing is now, you know, you have these people that have, you know, never done network marketing or coming into this space, and they're getting talked out of the business because they watch these YouTubes or they're talking to their friends and family. And like I said, I was super excited and I told my friends and family, and I got into arguments with some of my friends and family over my network marketing business because they were trying to talk me out of it. And so I was like, really just like, couldn't believe it, that people were not supportive of what my decision was. And so I became discouraged very early in my career. I became a little bit depressed because I was like, you know, no one believes in me, you know, I'm by myself. You know, I think the only supporter that I had was my father. My dad would always like encourage me. You know, my dad was like, if you believe that you can do something, then you're going to do it. It's just inevitable, because I know that you have leadership qualities, Anna. You're a leader. You're strong, and you're, you know what I'm saying? You've been through a lot in your life. You know what it takes to get to where you need to be. So I know eventually you will get there. And before my dad died, we had a conversation. right the day before he died, okay? We had a conversation and my father was like, he said to me, he said, Anna, he's like, I know that a lot of people don't believe in you. He's all, but I believe in you. He goes, and I know I'm not going to be here to see it. He's all, but I know that you're going to be great. You're going to do great things for this world. You're going to do something great. I know it. And that encouraged me to stay on this journey. And that's why I'm still here. And I'm telling you guys, it's really difficult to have very, very few people believe in your dream. Very few people believe in you as a person. It's very, very hard. Like, I'm almost in tears right now because just thinking about my dad and how he was my number one supporter. Like, he was just the number one person in my life that was just always there for me, is not no longer here. But I'm just trying to tell you guys that don't let people discourage you. Don't let people talk you out of your dream, out of your beliefs, out of something that you know that you can do good at, or that you are going to give it a try. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people try this business and then they fail. And then they get discouraged to try again. They get discouraged to try one more time. They get discouraged to try another business or another, you know what I'm saying? You know, people, and trust me, I've joined a lot of companies. I'm not going to say that, oh, I've only been in one or two and I've done really great. And, you know, I've joined a lot of companies, okay? I've tried a lot of things. I've done a lot, okay, in different, I did digital marketing, which was, you know, one of the best things that I did, and I've earned high commissions there. You know, digital marketing and affiliate marketing there in digital marketing is absolutely beautiful. I love the whole structure of that. But the only thing with digital marketing that I didn't find is that the residuals and you know, in digital marketing is like, you make a good commission by yourself, but, you know, bringing an affiliate, there was no residual with affiliate marketing back then, you know, with digital marketing. And so it's a great thing to get commissions up front with digital marketing. That's one of my favorites. But wellness and this space that I'm in now, you get a residual side to earning, you know what I'm saying, residually. But my thing, guys, with this whole business in network marketing, it is all about, you know, the commission structure too, of how much of a percentage can you get from, you know, sponsoring people in, you know what I'm saying? How much can you get as a commission for your first sales? You know what I'm saying? Your frontline sales. And so a lot of people, you know what I mean? They work for 10%, they work for 15% in a company. And I always tell people to look at the commission structure of it. Because if you want to really earn a significant amount of money, you're going to have to earn at least a 50% commission or 100%. I mean, you know, that's just where it's at. And I know a lot of people, you know, they don't look at the percentage and they don't really, you know, map it out, you know, really, that you don't add it up. But I add it up, you know what I'm saying? Where, okay, if I sell a certain amount of money with a percentage of this commission, how much money can I make? And so then I look at that and then I think, well, yeah, this can be a significant amount. You know, this can bring me some good money. But if it's only like a little small 5%, 10% commission, that's very low. You'll have to sell high volumes of sales in order to see any type of money. And so that's why I tell people, be very choosy on the network marketing company that you get, for one. And this is going to be just my top, you know, top things that I think that you should really look at when you're going into a network marketing company. Okay. Number one is the structure of the commission, you know, the commission base. Like, do you make really good money off of your sales? Do you make really good money off the residuals as well? You know, how can you get paid? Can you get paid, you know, two ways, five ways? How many ways can you get paid in this network marketing company in order to see some good commissions? Because let me tell you, you can work for a network marketing company, because I've done it, and I'm not going to say the name of the company. I worked with this company for almost 3 years, and I really didn't see it a really high commission, a certain amount, but not very high. But the only thing about that is that you had to bring in a lot of people in order to really see the numbers go up. Okay. And so my thing with that company is that not the average person would be able to bring in 50 to 100 people. Okay. The average person probably maybe might bring in 5. You know what I'm saying? Someone like me could bring in 50 to 100 to 200 people. You know what I'm saying? Or higher. But my thing is it takes a lot of work, a lot of consistency to bring in that type of number. Okay. And do people really have it in them to do that? And a lot of people don't. And I'm just being realistic. Okay. So number one, you know, you got to look at the commission compensation plan really well. Number two is, can you bring in people? Do you feel like you're comfortable with talking to people? Are you a people person? If you're not a people person, you're not going to do well in network marketing. Okay. And a lot of introverted people come into this business thinking that they can make a lot of money, and you can't if you're an introvert. If you don't like to talk to people and you don't like to socialize and you don't like to, you know what I'm saying? You know, kind of, you know, keep track of people and just, you know, stay plugged in with them, then you're not going to do well. Okay. So number two, are you a people person? Number three, are you consistent? Are you consistent and are you coachable? Can you learn? Can you sit there and watch a video? Can you sit there and get trained and buy your sponsor and listen to your sponsor and, you know, listen to the VPs and CEOs and, you know what I'm saying? Are you willing to be coachable? Because if you're not willing to be coachable, you're not going to do well in this business. And number four, you know, are you going to be a product of your product? Are you going to be, you know what I'm saying, a brand of your product? Because really, when people buy from you, when people really plug into you, they don't look at, you know, the company, the name or nothing. Okay, they look at you as the brand. Are you going to be the brand? Are you going to use the products? Are you going to be consistent with the products? Especially being in the wellness industry, guys, if you guys are in the wellness industry, you have to work out. You have to eat better. You have to take your products. You have to be a product of your product. If you cannot do that, then there's no way that you're going to do well in this business. Wellness requires you to look like a walking billboard for your company, because you have to be presentable. You have to, you know what I'm saying, really use your products. And are your products really good? I mean, because for me, before I join any network marketing company, especially wellness or beauty product, whatever it is, I have to use the product. Otherwise, I cannot promote it. I can't tell you how many times I have gone on TikTok and I have seen products for sale. And I have tried the mascaras, I have tried the creams, I have tried the products, and they were crap. And because an influencer told me they were good, I was like, yeah, I'm going to believe her, right? Because you believe them, right? You're like, yeah, you know, this works for her, so I'm going to try it. Like, this girl swore that this mascara was magic, right? She was like, oh, this mascara is going to make your lashes so long. And oh my gosh, it's so amazing. And I'm like, yes, I finally found the mascara that I need. So I bought it. And lo and behold, to my surprise, that mascara was crap. Crap, I tell you. $23 gone. Crap. You know, and there's been times when I bought products from these influencers or people that the products were just not good. And I promised myself, okay, I made a promise to myself, and I said to myself, if I join a company, if I put my name on a product, it is going to be good. Otherwise, I can't do it. I can't lie to the people. I cannot tell the people that this is what the product does and it doesn't do it. I can't. It's just not in me. Maybe a lot of people can for the dollar, right? People make all kinds of money because they want to, you know, sell something that they know doesn't work, but yet they're out there selling it. That is not your girl, Anna Sisk, okay? I refuse to put my name, my face, on any product that is crappy. I just will not do it. I just won't. And so now, joining this wellness company that I've joined, right? And I'm actually adding to my portfolio. I will not promote a product that I feel that is the products just aren't good. I just can't do it. And so for me, I'm telling you guys this because I feel like if you can't be a product of your product, if you can't use your products and you don't believe in them, you don't believe that they work, you're not going to do well in business. You're not going to do well in network marketing. You're not. The products have to work for you in order for you to sell them. And that's just facts. And those are my tips, guys. Those are my four tips on how, you know what I mean, what you should look at in a network marketing company. Okay. And how you're going to make money and how you can, you know what I'm saying, really do well is if you follow those four things. If you don't, then I don't see network marketing working for you. But don't, you know, go out there and bash network marketing, you know what I'm saying, like these women that haven't probably made a dime in network marketing to even say, you know. And for me, I'm like, there's no way that I could bash network marketing because I've made money with it. You see what I'm saying? So there's no way that I can say, you know, that's a lie. I can't, you can't make any money with network marketing because that's a lie. I've made money. I've seen the fruits of my labor. I've seen the fruits of my consistency. I've seen, you know what I'm saying, me do very well with this type of structure of a business. So for a lot of people, yeah, they haven't made money. Yeah, they didn't do well. Yeah, you know, maybe, you know, they felt like, you know, and the thing about network marketing that I don't like that people say is the cult word. Like, oh, you're part of that company, they're a cult. Oh, you're part of that company, they're a cult. Like, just because you follow your sponsor and listen to your sponsor and you're inspired by your sponsor doesn't mean that you're a cult follower of your sponsor. You know what I'm saying? That does not mean that we're a cult of, you know, women. You know what I'm saying? We are just inspired. We are just motivated individuals. We are, you know, the ones that are making a way in this company to make network marketing the next thing that people should be doing. Because if you don't have a side hustle, if you're just working a 9-to-5, that's all great and dandy. But if you're not making a side hustle, you don't have something on the side, I feel like people are really just losing out on money. Honestly, I really do. I feel like people are losing out on earning an additional income aside from what they're already doing. And there's so many great companies that can give you, you know what I'm saying, that kind of structure in your life. But you have to, like I said, be open-minded. You have to, you know, not listen to these people that are trying to talk you out of your dream. Because you know what? I've seen people that you wouldn't even think make the kind of money that they can make. And these people came in, and because of their consistency and work ethic, they've made the top 1%. And people that you just would never think that would be at the top 1%. You know what I'm saying? And so for people to be out here bashing MLM and network marketing is just beyond me, because I think to myself, anyone that bashes network marketing hasn't made a dime, hasn't done well, hasn't made any money. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe, you know, they joined a bad company, you know, because there are bad companies too. I'm not going to say all network marketing companies are created the same, because it's not true. Okay. Some companies out here. Okay. And I won't name any names because I'm not going to be liable for that. Some companies have really crappy products, have really crappy compensation plans, and have crappy products. And I don't even know how they stay in business, honestly, because I'm like, these products are just not, they're not great. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they have a lot of synthetic formulas in them. They don't have the good supplements that you think are in there. And, you know, a lot of wellness companies are not created equal. And the reason I know is because I've joined some of them. And I had complications with one supplement that I was taking. I became very allergic to the product because I can't take, you know, high quantity of that kind of ingredient that they used in their products. So I became a little bit allergic, so I couldn't even use the products. So if I can't use the products, I can't promote them. And if I don't see it working for me, I don't see how it's working for anyone else. But regardless, people are going to do whatever they want to do and sell what they want to sell. But as for me, this is my podcast. This is my platform. I'm telling you guys right now that what I do in business works. You know what I'm saying? The products, the compensation, all of it together, if I put my name on a company, if I do promote it, and you see me out here on social media promoting it, you best believe that I know that you could get paid, okay? And you could use great products, okay? The products work for me, the compensation is working for me, and that's why I'm going to put my name on it. So I hope that you guys, you know, take this and share it with someone that may be scared of joining network marketing but are thinking about it. Maybe you have some people in your network marketing business, maybe that you guys are trying to help, you know, some of your team members. Send this to them because I don't want them to be discouraged, okay? Because network marketing is a great business. It's a great platform. It's a great structure thing that people need to get involved in. And, you know, if you're not in a network marketing company, you need to join a good network marketing company. If you want to know about mine and what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at Official Girl Boss Anna, or whoever referred this, you know, podcast to you, you know, join their company because they really, you know, want you to, you know, be a part of their company and make sure, you know, that it fits, you know, and suits you in some way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, it just depends on what company you want to go with. Do you want to go to do a digital marketing? Digital marketing, you really don't have to have a product. All it's done is on the computer. Basically, you just download the software and then you use it and then you sell it and promote it. And then with wellness, I mean, yeah, you do have to be a product of the products. You know what I'm saying? You do have to, you know, use the products and they have, but if you're not willing to work out and you don't want to take supplements and you don't want to do all that, then I wouldn't recommend that you join a wellness company. You know what I'm saying? And if you love makeup, you know, and you want to be a part of a makeup company, then that's even better. If you know how to do makeup and you, you know, you go on and you know what I'm saying, you try the products and they work for you, then, you know, you being a brand for that product and selling it on the side is wonderful. So, you know, I mean, whatever the company is, whatever it is they're promoting, you know what I'm saying? If you're using the product and you love the products, why not be an affiliate with them? Why not join the company is what I'm saying. When you can make an additional stream of income and you're going to be happy that you did it. And some of you are going to become very great in this business and you're going to listen back on this audio and say, you know what? I listened to this Anna Sisk and I joined a network marketing company and it changed my life. And I'm glad that I heard her podcast. You know what I'm saying? So if that's you, you know, and you know someone that's thinking about it, or maybe you're trying to help somebody, convince them that network marketing is not a scam, then send them this podcast and help them out. All right, guys, like I said before, you know what I'm saying? It's all about decisions. And you're just one decision away from changing your life. And everybody has that same opportunity. And everybody has that same choice. It just depends on who you listen to and who you're watching and who you're following and who is teaching you what. Because really, that's where it's at. Who are you joining in business? Are you joining someone that doesn't know what they're talking about? Or are you joining someone that really knows what they're talking about? That's the difference. And how are you going to make money? Is if, like I said, you stay consistent. Consistency is everything in this business. And you could do very well in this business. Trust me, if you're consistent and coachable and teachable, trust me, you can do very well. So I love you guys. Again, you know, share this podcast. Love you guys. Talk to you on the next one. Have a great and amazing day.